Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the third parak of Meseches Trumos, and we are up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah continues to discuss the case that we had in the last Mishnah, where a person was Torim, he took Truma, let's say, from wine, but then he realized that the Truma that he took was vinegar, but he's not sure whether it had turned to vinegar before he had been Mafresh his Truma, or after he had been Mafresh his Truma. So that is a Safek, and therefore he has to be Torim again, just in case it was already vinegar the first time. So we're not sure which is the real truma, meaning if the initial truma was wine at the time that he was mafreshit, so then that's the real truma. But if the initial truma was vinegar at the time that he was mafreshit, then the second one is the real truma. So we said that since each one is a suffix, neither one is midameya. Neither one will cause a ratio of less than 100 to 1 to become aser. So the Mishnah talks about, now going forward, you have these two things that are each a suffix truma. Nafla achas mehen l'tocha chulin. If one of them falls into barrels of chulin, ein medamatan, it does not turn it into dimua, because we always assume safek drabanan lukula. Again, on a daraisa level, truma's batel barov, it's only a din midrabanan that you need a 100-to-1 ratio. So on a drabanan level, we have the right to assume that safek drabanan lukula, that since this item is only a safek truma, that it's not midameya. But nafla shniel l'makom acher, and therefore if the second one fell into another barrel of chulin, also in the matan, you vaiter say safik derabban lekula, even though you know one of them is definitely truma, but each mixture can have its own safik derabban lekula. Naflu shtei in the makom echad, but if both of them fell into the same barrel of chulin, then midamos kiktana shebishtehen. Then you know that truma just fell into this barrel because both potential items that could be truma, only one of them is actually truma, but both potential truma things have fallen into it, so you know that truma had fallen in, but still we're allowed to be makel as far as the ratio that you need a 100-to-1 ratio. You can measure the 100-to-1 ratio of the lesser of the two, meaning if let's say you have the initial truma you were mafresh is 1 gallon, and then the second time when you were mafresh 1.5 gallons, so you only need 100 gallons corresponding to the 1 gallon, to the smaller of the two and not to the larger of the two. It actually would more likely be the opposite. It would be that the first one would more likely be the larger of the two, because the first one was 2%, you know, on average, truma is 2% of what you have, so it was 2% of what you have before you were mafresh anything. The second time you're mafresh is 2% of the remaining, so probably the first one is going to be slightly larger in volume than the second one, so you only need a 100-to-1 ratio of the smaller of the two, because that's vaiter a safek terabanan lekula. So now Mishnah Gimel goes on to tell us that even though the halacha is you can't just go and be mafresh truma from someone else's stuff unless the balabayis gives you rishus to do so. So what if you have a shutaf? So your partners in a business, your partners in the field, can one guy be mafresh for both? Or do we assume that when one person is mafresh that it's counting for both partners? So hashutaf in shetar muzeh achar zeh, if you have partners separating truma one after the other. So the halacha is that Rabbi Akiva Omer, truma shneihem truma, that they're both valid as truma. We assume each one was just being mafresh for his portion and not for the other person's portion, and that's all the intention ever was. So the Rav points out over here, truma shneihem truma hainu de trumas kalechan mehen chetzia truma vechetzia chulin, that since each one is really only covering his portion, if he took enough to cover both portions, we only assume half of what he took is actually truma, and the other half of what he took is chulin. Nimtza kashatar mushneyam mechamish and se'in zesa'a v'zesa'a shlo kachu truma ki'im chatzi sa'a b'shal zeh v'chatzi sa'a b'shal zeh kol echad kafi chelko. Says the Bartanura, if they have to jointly 50 sa'a of produce, and 1/50th is the average amount that you get for truma, 2%, and each one gave a full sa'a for truma, so even though each one was trying to cover the entirety of the produce, each one really only covers their portion of the produce. But because of that, we only count half of what he was mafresh as truma, because we don't assume that he was trying to give 4%. We always assume that he was actually trying to give 2%. So if he gave a full sa'a for for 50 sin, and the other guy gave a full sa of 50 sin. It doesn't make sense that two full sin out of 50 are going to be truma. So it's really only a half of what each one gave that's going to be truma. The chacham omrim truma is harishon truma, and the chacham say the truma of the first guy, that's the truma, and the when the, what the second guy was mafresh doesn't count as anything, because each partner does not mind having the other one be mafresh for him. That's the nature of a partnership. So when the first partner came along and was mafresh, we full sa'ah for the 50, we assume that that's the truma. When the second partner came along and was mafresh, that is not truma anymore, because truma's already been taken care of. So the Rabbi Yossi says, well, let's explain the shita of Chamim. Rabbi Yossi Omar, im tarim harishon kashir, that's true that if the first guy was torim kashir, that he was torim 2% of the entirety of the produce, then ain truma sasheni truma, then the second guy's truma doesn't count for anything. But vim lo tarim harishon kashir, but if the first guy was not torim the proper shear, he was not torim 1/50th of the entire produce, he was only torim 1/50th of his produce, then truma sasheni truma, then the second guy's truma is in fact going to be truma. So let's quickly review what we learned today. So first of all, we learned in Mishnah Beis that when you had to be mafresh truma a second time because you're not sure when the first truma had soured, whether it was before or after the hafrasha, while neither truma is midameya, if they both fell into different barrels of chulin, but if they both fall into the same barrel of chulin, it's midameya, but only with the lesser shear. And then Mishnah Gimel taught us that that when partners take truma, it's machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chamin. Rabbi Akiva says that each one is the truma of each partner counts as truma, lefi the ratio, not the entirety of what they mafresh, but the truma of each one counts as truma. And the Chamin say no, if they took the proper shear, then the first one counted as truma, meaning if the first one gave the full 2%, then that one counts as truma and the second one does not count as truma. And if they did not give the full 2%, if the first one did not give the full 2%, then it does not count as then they both count as truma, and not only the first one counts as truma. Baz Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Daled.